Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to reduce its dependence on China for critical minerals, India has just auctioned off 46 mineral blocks, the largest batch since the country began auctioning critical minerals in 2024. This move is central to India's strategy to reduce its import dependence on minerals essential for the green energy transition, electric vehicles, semiconductors, and defense manufacturing. But why does this matter? It matters because India currently imports 80-90% of its critical mineral needs, with a heavy dependence on China for processed minerals. So, what exactly are critical minerals? Critical minerals are raw materials that are economically significant and face supply disruption risk due to geographic concentration of deposits, processing monopolies, often dominated by China, and rising demand from green energy, digital, and defense sectors. India's Ministry of Mines identified 30 critical minerals in 2023, which was later revised to 34 in 2024. Some of the key minerals include nickel, cobalt, platinum group elements, lithium, and rare earth elements, among others. Now, let us turn to the auction of the 46 mineral blocks. The auction was conducted under the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act, 1957, as amended in 2021 and 2023. The 2021 amendment allowed for composite licenses, which combine exploration and mining rights in one, while the 2023 amendment added critical minerals to Schedule 7, allowed for direct auction without prior exploration, and permitted private entities to mine critical minerals that were previously reserved for the government. The 2023 amendment was specifically designed to fast-track critical mineral development and attract private investment. The auction structure involved blocks being auctioned as composite licenses, with the winner getting both exploration rights and mining lease. The auction was conducted through competitive bidding on royalty share, with the Geological Survey of India and Mineral Exploration and Consultation Limited providing pre-exploration data. But where are these blocks located? The critical mineral deposits in India are concentrated in several states, including Jharkhand, Odisha, Rajasthan, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh, and Jammu and Kashmir. These states have deposits of minerals such as nickel, cobalt, platinum group elements, lithium, rare earth elements, titanium, and graphite. Now, let us look at India's import dependence, which is the core problem. China's dominance is not just in mining, but also in processing. China refines around 60% of global lithium, 70% of cobalt, 90% of graphite, and 85% of rare earth elements. Even minerals mined in Africa or Australia often go to China for processing before reaching India. This creates a two-step vulnerability, supply disruption at both the mining and processing stages. So, what is India's strategy to address this issue? India has a multi-pronged critical mineral strategy. First, there is the Khanij Bidesh India Limited, or KABIL, which was established in 2019 as a joint venture between National Aluminium Company, Hindustan Copper Limited, and Mineral Exploration and Consultation Limited. KABIL's mandate is to acquire critical mineral assets abroad, such as in Australia, South America, and Africa, to ensure supply security for India. KABIL has already made some acquisitions, including lithium blocks in Argentina, cobalt nickel blocks in Australia, and copper cobalt blocks in Chile, which are currently under negotiation. It is also exploring rare earth element assets in South Africa. Second, there is the domestic auction program. In 2024, India conducted a pilot auction of 20 blocks, and in April 2026, it auctioned off 46 blocks, which is the largest single tranche so far. The target is to auction off 100 blocks by the end of 2027. Third, there is the issue of processing capacity. India currently lacks domestic processing for most critical minerals. To address this, the government has initiated several schemes, including production-linked incentive schemes for advanced chemistry cell batteries, the National Battery Mission, and the Green Hydrogen Mission. Now, let us look at the connection between critical minerals and India's green transition. The electric vehicle sector, for example, will require large quantities of lithium, cobalt, graphite, copper, and rare earth elements. India's target of achieving 30% electric vehicle penetration by 2030 will drive up demand for these minerals. Similarly, the defense and semiconductor sectors will also require critical minerals such as titanium, germanium, and gallium. India's semiconductor mission, which has an incentive package of 76,000 crore rupees, will increase critical mineral demand. But what about the geopolitical dimension? China has used critical mineral access as geopolitical leverage in the past. In 2010, China cut off rare earth element exports to Japan during a dispute over the Senkaku Islands. In 2023, China restricted gallium and germanium exports in response to US chip controls. And in 2024, China tightened graphite export controls, affecting battery supply chains globally. So, what does this mean for India? India's calculus is that its border tensions with China make single-source mineral dependence a security risk, not just an economic one. To address this, India has joined the Minerals Security Partnership, ASLET coalition that includes the European Union, Japan, Australia, and the United Kingdom, to diversify critical mineral supply chains away from China. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The auction of 46 critical mineral blocks in April 2026 is a significant development. Remember this number, 46 blocks auctioned. Note this carefully, the auction was conducted under the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act, 1957, as amended in 2021 and 2023. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your GS3 preparation, which covers economy and environment, as well as GS2, which covers international relations. In conclusion, India's auction of 46 critical mineral blocks is a significant step towards reducing its dependence on China for critical minerals, which is essential for its green energy transition, electric vehicle sector, semiconductors, and defense manufacturing. This move has significant implications for India's economic and strategic security, and it is an important development to watch in the coming years.